You ready?
Yes, I'm ready. One, two.
Listen, everybody, to the two blind squirrels. Brad and Faith are podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome, everybody, to the two blind squirrels.
And today on the show, we have a special guest. It's Helen. Helen's here.
Hi.
There you are. She's going to tell us about Christmas.
I guess.
All right. That was fantastic. Okay, Helen. So, what is your favorite part about Christmas?
Celebrating Jesus' birthday.
That's good. That's my favorite part, too. Now, we as a family have many traditions at Christmas.
Yes, we do.
Which ones do you really like, and which did you like to do? Like the ice, We go ice skating every year.
Not every year.
We light the tree. We try to go every year. We light the tree. I mean, we light the house. We put decorations all over the house, and we do the tree. We put a tree in your room. You have your own tree in your room.
Yes.
And we put lights on the house, and you always help do the outside lights.
And we put lights on the tree. That's what I help with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what...
Well, for sure.
Which one do you like the best? Yeah.
I'm thinking.
What about ice skating? Now, what is it? This year we went to the Galleria, which is a giant mall. If you don't know,
giant mall, and it has like an ice skating rink in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that cold.
And it's surrounded by
Little handles that you can hold on, and
yeah, but I mean, around the ice skating rink, there's all kinds of restaurants and everything,
uh-huh. And stores.
And there's three stories tall.
Yeah. And
they're right in the middle
of a Christmas tree that's right in the middle of a skating rink.
And it's huge, isn't it?
Yes, it's very huge.
It goes up three stories, one tree.
Yeah, and we went skating, and mm-hmm. And then we ate with Chloe.
Chloe didn't do as well skating as you did.
No, because she fell down. Mm-hmm. And then Trenton had to pick her up and bring her all the way back.
Now, Trenton's Chloe's brother. Chloe is Helen's best friend.
Yeah, and then...
But you've never skated that well before. You skated all the way around by yourself, very fast.
Without falling. I fell one time, but then...
But you skated around a bunch. I mean, you just kept going around and around and around.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, you have to hold somebody's hand.
Oh, yeah, well, the first time.
but this time, nope, no hands for me.
Nope.
I'm going around by myself.
Yep.
But your feet get tired after a while, don't they?
Yes.
They start to hurt.
What's the joke for me to say?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't have one.
Well, I told you to think of one.
Well, okay, I'll get one before the end of the show. So after we skated, we went and ate, and whoa, was that good, because we got to sit down.
Yes.
And, oh, it was so great just to sit down and eat.
Yep. Well, let's talk about...
You had a taco.
Yeah, and beans and rice. Yeah. Let's talk about what we got for Christmas.
Okay.
You first.
Hmm.
You got a shirt.
I got a stove. That was the big thing.
Y'all both got a stove.
That's right. We got a stove together.
That wasn't for Christmas.
Yes, it was. That was our Christmas present to each other. Me and Faith. Me and your mommy.
And?
I got a remembrance sack from Helen. It's a blue remembrance sack.
And it has...
And it has in it, a ball to remind me...
the babies.
To remind me how much fun I have with Helen.
No, the
babies. And the babies, that are here at the house. And then also, I have the little toggle thing that hangs from Helen's light in her bedroom from the ceiling fan. It's a little toggle thing that hangs down. She put that in my remembrance sack to remind me that that when I'm not here, they remind me when I'm at work, that I can look at that and be reminded of when I put her to bed every night, because that's our special time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So yes, that is very cool.
And then you got. I'll talk about what I got for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just talk about the one thing.
What one thing?
The DS.
Oh, the DS.
It's an Nintendo.
Is that your favorite? Because you also got a bicycle.
That was my favorite.
Your DS and your bicycle are both your favorites.
Mm-hmm. And I'm playing Super Mario right now, and Daddy's helping me.
Yeah, we're trying, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's hard.
We fell like a lot of
times.
Yeah,
we're on this one level, and it's really tough. Whoa, you got a cough. Need a drink?
Yes.
Oh, you okay? Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay.
So, Daddy didn't feel good yesterday. Yeah, I think maybe Helen's catching my cough. Anyway, so yeah, I got Enchanted. We played that for a long time.
Yeah.
Because you get to be a princess in that one. That's pretty cool.
No, I don't.
Yeah, she's a princess.
You're the prince. You play the prince, fight prince.
Yes. And then you played the princess. Mm-hmm. We got through a lot of that. That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
And then we played, what else did you get? You got... High School Musical.
And then I got Fashion Studio and Finding Nemo.
You haven't played those much.
No. And?
Mostly Enchanted and Mario.
No, mostly Mario.
Mostly Mario. But, yeah, we've been having a good time with that. I'm sorry, my cough. I'm not going to edit these out either, so y'all just have to suffer through.
Yeah. Well.
And then, you got a bicycle.
Yes.
Just almost, this bench is too big for you. It's almost, you have to stand on your tippy toes to get on it. But you ride it all over the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Round and round and round and round.
Yeah.
Also, Daddy got a new razor.
From?
An electric razor from Mommy.
From?
Was that from you?
Yeah.
That was from you? Me. Oh, okay.
And did you think of a joke yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you have to tell it, not me. Hold on.
Hold on. We're going to pause the show for a minute. We're back on the show, and here is the joke.
Okay, I'm ready.
What do sheep do on Sundays?
I don't know. What do sheep do on Sundays?
Barbecue.
Barbecue. That's funny.
It's supposed to be barbecue.
I got it. You don't have to explain. Listen, okay. This is something that your Uncle Dave will teach you later, okay? Uncle Dave, no way. I'll introduce you to him later. Anyway, you don't explain comedy. Because as soon as you explain it, it's not funny anymore. Never explain your jokes. If they don't get it, they don't get it. It's their fault.
Okay.
All right. Something I learned from Uncle Dave, sure.
What does sheep do on Sunday?
Barbecue. All right, well, what else can we talk about with... Oh, how about
no,
the Christmas candy?
No.
Oh, man. Now, come on. Mommy makes cookies, and then I get chocolate-covered cherries, and what do you get? You get some turtles, and you got some Kit Kats, and then... What did Mommy get? She got those pretzels, remember? With the...
My favorite, not hers.
Those are your favorite? Did you have some of them? Well, tell the people about them.
They're
pretzels. What? What?
So stop the show for a minute.
Why?
Just please.
Just what is it?
My headphones are getting weird.
Well, that's okay. Put them...
No.
Put them, just adjust them.
No, it's not that. Every time in a second, one stops and then the other keeps going.
That's because you're pulling on the cord.
Oh.
Stop pulling on the cord.
Okay.
That's why you need to be still when we're podcasting. Okay, there you go. All right. Now, they're white chocolate covered pretzels. They're pretzels dipped in white chocolate, and Mommy likes them, and you like them.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we got those little Andy mints. Those are good. Andy's mints, or whatever they're called.
They're mine.
Thin mints.
They're mine.
Oh, they were Mommy's stocking. Yes, they were, because I put them there.
Oh, yeah.
And you got turtles, and you got Kit Kats, and you got M&Ms. you always get M&Ms. Little miniature M&Ms. And you ate them all already. All of them.
Yes.
And I got, I think it was about, I got some shirts. And,
yeah. You, I already said you got some shirts.
Yeah. You got some pajamas.
Yes.
Oh, it and says, from, go ahead.
It says be mine and it has a kitty on it.
Yeah. And from Luke, you got pajamas. You got a big shirt that you wear as a pajama.
And then I got a, it's a called a, it's like a wolf, but
Dingo.
It's a dingo.
There you go.
And I called it Brownie.
Brownie. Why'd you call it Brownie?
Because it looks brown. And then you add the E, Brownie.
Okay. What did Joy get for Christmas?
Nothing.
He got to stay inside all day.
That's not anything for Christmas.
It's, he liked it. And he stayed all inside almost. She had stayed all inside all today as well.
Not all day today.
Well, she stayed inside a lot today.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to go eat some supper now, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm kind of hungry.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us. You want to tell everybody Vios con Dios?
Vios con Dios.
Okay. Vios con Dios, everybody. Join us tomorrow. Faith will be back in the studio, and we'll have more things to do there. And then, thank you very much.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.